Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by the ever-changing world of technology? Tech It Out can help make some sense of it all. Breaking down geek speak into street speak, technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman covers consumer technology each week for every listener. Mark tackles the latest news, reviews, and how-tos to help you understand what's hot, what's not, and why.
Hey everyone, welcome to Tech It Out, episode 348. If you tuned into last week's show, then you know I was in Paris for a tech convention called Viva Tech 2024. It's Europe's biggest tech and startup show with 165,000 attendees from more than 130 countries and about 3,500 exhibitors. I produced Tech It Out from my hotel room last week and recorded some interviews that did play on last week's show, but I'll play three more interviews today. From Viva Tech, we'll chat with Oncoustics, a medical imaging company, Ozone, whose technology can help detect trash in oceans, and Mapped In, to help you get around in malls, airports, and other indoor areas. First up, though, Acer joins us for the first time on Tech It Out to talk AI PCs. And then at the end of the show, tech expert Mario Armstrong is here for gadget gift ideas tied to dads and grads. All of this and more on an all-new Tech It Out with five guests this hour, powered by Intel Core Ultra PCs, which I'll tell you more about shortly. But let's officially kick off this week's new show with our first interview. Now, here's a company I've written about for years, and I've talked about them on TV and all that, but it's been a long time since I've had them on the show, so I'm really looking forward to this. Acer is in the house. We're going to learn about a just-announced new laptop, the Acer Swift 14 AI, one of the very first Copilot Plus PCs, which we're going to learn about now. Joining us on the line is Eric Ackerson, Acer Senior Manager of Product Marketing and Brand Development. Hi, Eric. Thanks for your time today.
Hey, Mark. Happy to be with you.
I know it was a big day for you. You had the Acer announcement along with Microsoft. But before we talk about this new Acer Swift 14 AI, please tell us a bit about the company.
Yeah, certainly. Acer has been around since 1976, and we focus on hardware, software, and services. I'd say our most visible products are laptop computers, monitors, and desktop computers. Mm-hmm. For a few years now, we've been bringing new innovative products to the market in new categories, new for us anyway, e-bikes, e-scooters, wireless networking, peripherals, and apparel. So we've really been growing our brand presence. Speaking of presence, we are in more than 160 countries, and we have over 7,700 employees. One big focus we have is corporate social responsibility, and that means developing and delivering products with recycled materials and packaging. Reduce, reuse, and recycle is kind of a high-level effort for us.
Yeah, great. So with that in mind, let's now hear about the Swift 14 AI. Beginning with the word AI, of course, a very trendy phrase. And then we'll talk about its design as well and other features.
Certainly. Yeah, AI is exciting. ever since November, when there was kind of this first consumer push, it's been gaining steam, and it's just now kind of taking off the launch pad.
Yeah. November 2022, when ChatGPT debuted from OpenAI. Is that what you're referring to?
No, more specifically to this past November in 2023, when Intel Meteor Lake CPUs were announced.
Got it. AI on chip.
Sure. And the Swift 14 AI is our next generation AI PC, and it's optimized with AI features to support enhanced productivity and mobility. And it's really, like I said, the launching pad for AI everywhere and making it more accessible. Swift 14 AI is co-engineered between us and Microsoft and Qualcomm to deliver new levels of AI capabilities and user experiences on Windows 11. With up to 45 TOPS, that's trillions of operations per second, and over 175 premium applications running natively on this new ARM-based architecture from the Qualcomm Snapdragon X series of processors. The system performance is now enhanced, productivity increases, battery life is great, and its AI on device is next level.
All right. So just to bring everybody up to speed, opposed to or in addition to going to the cloud or online to type in a prompt and get some AI help, whether it's something you're asking for or creating something like a photo or a video, this is on the device itself. So it's faster, as you've hinted at. It's also more secure from what I understand because you don't have to rely on the cloud or send your prompt out there to cyberspace. And depending on what industry you're in, there may be a regulatory reasons why you don't want to do that. And it's also more personalized, right? Like you can comb through your own content that's on that Acer laptop to ask your AI assistant something specific, like show me the email where I was told this or that.
Yeah, exactly. The first and foremost thing is speed and performance for the AI query or action that's being tasked.
Sure.
So having it on device, it greatly improves that performance, as well as needing less bandwidth, being able to work with AI on your device in a place where you have no internet connection. And security, like you said, there are certainly concerns with certain or regulatory limitations for certain segments. But even in a standard office working space, if I'm working on a PowerPoint presentation showing our product roadmap, and I'm asking AI to make it pretty or do something, I don't necessarily want that going out into the cloud that could potentially crawl with a spider for information and reveal our plans. It just keeps it secure. But you mentioned the feature. I think Microsoft is now calling it Recall after their event. Explorable PC timeline. Because it's on device, everything I do there can be captured. And Microsoft has put a lot of effort into keeping that private so other applications cannot grab that info. The example that I saw from their online presentation was somebody searching for a dress and looking at all kinds of pictures online and being able to go back and say, hey, when I was looking for a dress on Pinterest a couple weeks ago, what was the one I like most or where was it available? And it'll find that for you.
Before we pivot and talk about some of the other features of the new Acer Swift 14 AI, I do know that Windows 11 PCs already have Microsoft Copilot built in. So what makes Copilot Plus unique?
Number one, Copilot Plus adds more AI features, brings it to the device because now there's more processing power on device to accomplish those tasks. And so the experience is just more rich and more capable for users. And I think in some ways more approachable.
Fair enough. We're chatting with Eric Ackerson. He's Acer's Senior Manager of Product Marketing and Brand Management. We're chatting about the just announced Acer Swift 14 AI, a new laptop that has some added intelligence to it. Could we now hear about some of the other features aside from the AI? For example, screen size, the design of the laptop. I'm assuming it's thin and light. I haven't seen a photo of it yet.
Yeah, so the Swift 14 AI is a premium device with an aluminum chassis. It's thin and light, which you hinted at. And it has some next generation AI PC exclusive elements to the design. For instance, there's a unique AI icon on the A cover just so the user knows when they're looking through products, hey, that it stands out. It's different. This is an enhanced AI PC or next generation AI PC. There's also an AI activity indicator on the touchpad. This gives the user a visual cue when AI is at work for the user. In terms of this, the display, it is a 14.5-inch IPS display with WQXGA resolution. That's a mouthful to say, 2560 by 1600 resolution. And it has a touch option. And on that touch version, the glass that covers the display is edge to edge. So it sits on top of the very thin bezels on either side and top and bottom. So it's a more smooth touch interface. Additional info about the panel is it's TUV Rheinland iSafe certified 2.0. And this essentially means that it reduces some of those harmful blue light emissions that typically come with any kind of electronic device.
So this is coming this summer. But before we wrap up, Eric, can you tell us a bit about the new AI-enabled Chromebook Plus products as well from Acer?
Yes. So we have two new Chromebook Plus devices. The first is the Acer Chromebook Plus 516GE. And this is a cloud gaming Chromebook, and it replaces the existing product at Best Buy, which has already been very successful for us. What makes it a gaming cloudbook is the tie-in to NVIDIA GeForce Now, the cloud gaming service, and a higher quality display for gaming with 2560 by 1600 resolution and a high refresh rate of 120 hertz, which is pretty uncommon on a Chromebook. It's powered by Intel Core processors. The speaker arrangement is pretty interesting. It has quad speakers, including active force-canceling woofers, and this eliminates unwanted sound vibrations might resonate in a system's chassis. To enhance performance and keep the system running reliably, it has our twin air cooling solution. One of the benefits of this is consistent, reliable performance where the CPU is less likely to throttle down performance because the system is getting hot. And this is all wrapped up in an elegant aluminum chassis. The other product is the Acer Chromebook Plus Spin 714. Very much a premium Chromebook Plus solution. It's great for business users and students. Some of the AI features that are built in are better to have Google talk about them, but just at a high level, blur background capability, Google Drive in offline mode, something they're calling Magic Eraser. And then we've integrated some of our own solutions as well. On top of that, it is mil standard 810H rated, meaning it's durable and more resistant to drops and spills and dust and things like that.
All right. So for everything we've chatted about today, Eric, including when the Swift 14 AI laptop is expected to be at retail and online, can you tell us what website to check out?
The very best place to go is our homepage, Acer.com.
All right. Acer.com for pricing and links and availability and all that. Thanks so much for your time, Eric. Congrats on the big announcement today, and I appreciate you chatting with us.
Thank you so much, Mark.
Speaking of PCs, Tech It Out is powered by Intel. Earlier this year, the semiconductor giant officially unveiled its Intel Core 14th Gen mobile processors, billed as the world's fastest mobile processors, with several laptops available by all the biggest PC makers. And with select 14th Gen processors, Intel Application Optimizer. It's a tool that intelligently determines app resources, giving you an added boost for gaming performance as it prioritizes that application for you. Right then and there. More on Intel Core 14th Gen mobile processors is at Intel.com. When we return on Tech It Out, we head to the Viva Tech Conference in France to chat with Onacoustics AI. We'll be right back.
Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want. Find the Tech It Out podcast at iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. That's 800-432-3614.
Representing the largest shift in Intel's CPU design in more than 40 years, Intel Core Ultra laptops bring generative AI to your device itself, instead of relying heavily on the cloud. This makes it more personalized, as it's analyzing your data, plus it's faster and more secure. In other words, you'll be able to get more done in less time with Intel Core Ultra. Plus, it's billed as Intel's most power-efficient processor, as it extends battery life significantly. More at intel.com/coreultra.
Why? Why do we ignore the things that give us pause? that seem out of place, that don't feel right. The answer to why defines who we are. So if you see something, why do you say something?
I see safe for my friends.
For my community.
For my family.
For each other.
Because all of this matters.
We all have something worth protecting. So why do you see safe?
Report suspicious activity to local authorities. If you see something, say something.
Is Trump going to raise taxes?
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
Donald Trump promises to raise tariffs on Chinese imports. That may cost China more, but tariffs are just taxes on business which are tacked onto the products that you pay for.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Everyone has a community, a neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use, community members can be your eyes and ears when you're not with your kids and alert you to signs of potential problems. Learn more at talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Reading's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit Queen of Dragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Tech It Out. Let's head on over to the Viva Tech Conference in Paris, France, where I interviewed Oncoustics AI.
I'm here with Beth Rogozinski. She's CEO of Oncoustics AI. They're one of the exhibitors here at Viva Tech 2024. It's nice to see you, Beth, and it's been great chatting with you this week.
Thank you so much, Mark. It's a pleasure having you here, and it's great being here in Paris.
It's a massive tech show, so forgive the ambient noise. I would love to have our listeners learn about Oncoustics, what you do, and how you're leveraging AI to help people live better lives.
Yeah, thank you so much for that, Mark. So Oncoustics AI is a software as a medical device company. We apply machine learning to the raw sound signal from ultrasound devices. We can use this raw sound signal to map tissue acoustic properties in any anatomical area of the body that the ultrasound can image. This basically enables us to take a low-cost ultrasound device and turn it into a virtual biopsy tool. What this means is that we're going to be able to democratize high is access to diagnostics, early treatment and interventions, and make healthcare more widely available to people across the planet.
Specifically, you're focusing on the liver today. Why is that a big issue to have an ultrasound done and then taking that data in order to see what's going on inside your body?
Yeah, you know, the liver is in many ways a perfect storm market for us. Liver disease is the most common chronic disease on the planet, one of the fastest growing causes of morbidity and mortality.
Affecting more than 2 billion people, right?
Exactly, yeah. The WHO estimates that it's over 2 billion people globally that have or are at risk of liver disease. This is largely being driven by the obesity and the diabetes epidemics, which are giving rise to a condition called non-alcoholic fatty liver, or NAFLD. NAFLD is the most common chronic liver disease on the planet today, and it's largely asymptomatic. So patients and people are walking around with this disease, and they don't even know it.
Yeah, you're looking for those precursors, or if they have fatty liver disease, you're using technology with an example of a handheld ultrasound that you've got with you here in order to scan people's livers. Talk to us about taking it from there. What does your AI do with that ultrasound data?
So what we do is, you know, the way that ultrasound works is the transducer itself has both a microphone and a receiver. It sends out raw sound waves, and those raw sound waves bounce back. Now, 99% of the time, we convert that into the grayscale images that we see via what's called the B-mode conversion. What OnCoustics does is we capture all of that raw sound data. There's a wealth of information in that data, and that enables us to map the tissue acoustic properties and basically create acoustic biomarkers that help us rapidly differentiate disease states. So in essence, what we're doing is we're doing tissue characterization, the same as what a pathologist would do in histopathology, but with a non-invasive, non-radiating device like an ultrasound system.
So you said your goal is to help democratize this. So is this something a medical professional would do or something we would do at home? I mean, these devices aren't cheap that can perform an ultrasound, right?
Right. No, this is intended right now for a clinician. This is a clinical decision support tool. We're not yet cleared by FDA or Health Canada. When we will be, this will be a clinical decision support that enables your clinician to actually get a better staging, do better triage on liver care. Now, one thing I will say about the liver is it's not only liver disease that you're measuring when you're looking at and for the liver. These diseases of the liver, especially NAFLD, are bidirectional with other behavioral health conditions like cardiovascular and diabetes. So if you have fatty liver disease, your risk for all-cause mortality goes up. So your primary care doc, knowing the state of your liver, is really critical to understanding the state of your health.
Do you need those multi-thousand dollar machines to perform an ultrasound that you can then benefit from by collecting that data and analyzing it, or can it work with less expensive tools?
Yeah, so we can work, we're hardware agnostic. We can work with any type of ultrasound system, but the ultrasound systems that you find in a radiology suite can cost $500,000, $400,000, but we work on these point of care systems that are coming onto market as well. These cost $4,000 and under, and this is actually really very unique, and it gives us a unique opportunity to be able to deliver this type of technology to point of care. Your primary care doctor would never be able to afford a $500,000 device, but with a $4,000 device, any clinic can actually afford this, and there are CPT codes that they can bill against so that they can actually generate revenue for their clinic while they're improving the lives and the health of their patients.
I know you don't make the hardware and that your technology is hardware agnostic, but just for the sake of the audience, the device that you're using to scan people here today, it looks like a backup battery, like a power bank that you may carry in your pocket or purse to charge up your waning smartphone when it's running low on battery. It's really no bigger than that. And then how long does it take to perform an ultrasound that gives you enough data in order to make a diagnosis?
No, so you're spot on, and I will say that the device that I've carried with me is about the size of a smartphone, a little bit thicker, and you're spot on. And we can actually perform this exam. Our expert scanners, and we have a woman in our team that can do an exam in 3 or 4 minutes. And then the data is sent up to the cloud, and just minutes later, the clinician actually has the data that gives them enough, you know, information in which to, you know, to make a decision about which direction the patient should go. So we really make the whole process of diagnosing liver disease painless, seamless, and done in 5 minutes.
As we wrap up, Beth, we are chatting with Beth Rogozinski, CEO of Oncoustix AI. Whereabouts are you as a company in terms of execution?
Yeah, we're actually just about to initiate our FDA study. We have some pilots that are ongoing right now, data collection that is global. We've introduced the Onyx to over 70 hepatology clinics globally, hundreds of KOLs, key opinion leaders, and we have a number of pharma deals that we signed as well.
Congratulations, Beth. Great to talk to you, and really exciting technology.
Thank you. It's it's all about innovation. I will say one other thing. Healthcare is the fifth least digital industry globally. It's a $1 trillion industry, and it's the only one that impacts each of us personally. So it's really time for us, as innovators, to apply technology to help to democratize healthcare and get healthcare out to everyone.
More interviews from VivaTech in France when we return on Tech It Out.
Want to follow Mark? Google it. Mark with a C and Saltzman with a Z.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Dinorama and Tri-County Sync presents Cruise by the Bridge at Turtle Bay, taking place Friday, June 14th from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. in the Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Reading.
This 21-plus event features over 10 local craft breweries serving ice-cold beer, plus two live music stages, local food vendors, fun activities, and more.
All proceeds support Turtle Bay's educational and cultural programming.
Don't miss Cruise by the Bridge at Turtle Bay on Friday, June 14th.
Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Hey, Reading, take an inflation vacation with Black Bear Diner's 7 new weekday dinner deals, starting at just $9.99. Tasty fish tacos, creamy fettuccine carbonara, steak and fries, a crispy chicken dinner, beef stroganoff, and more. Serve Monday through Friday after 4 p.m. Escape inflation's grip on your wallet and set the table tonight with good old-fashioned family food at your friendly Black Bear Diner in Reading on Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. This is Tech It Out. Tech It Out with technology columnist, author, and TV personality, Mark Saltzman.
Welcome back to Tech It Out. Let's head back to the VivaTech conference in Paris. Here with Hongwei Liu. He's founder of MapDin. They help you create and use indoor maps to help you navigate places like shopping malls. Nice to see you, Hongwei.
Mark, it's a pleasure.
Why don't we start at a high level? What does MapDin do exactly?
Yeah, so MapDin helps building owners and now just everyday people, you and me,
map a building, give people directions, understand what's happening in the building, and, you know, lease out space, visualize analytics, and keep, maybe even keep people safe. And we do it for the pros, but we can also do it for regular folks. We get 50 people signing up every day who map their house, who map their high school, their community center, just to put it on the website. We've had a Christmas markets this past Christmas. It's such a normal, commonplace thing. You expect to have it. Google Maps everywhere. And yet when you go to anything indoors, it's missing.
Yeah, so I was just going to ask you, is this like Google Maps for the indoors?
Not the official slogan, but yeah. Unofficially, you're not about it that way.
Okay, fair enough. I know you're not affiliated with Google, but the idea is that when you need to navigate, say, an airport or a shopping mall, or we will talk about the applications of mapping out your own home and why when it comes to safety that you've hinted at, but the idea is that you can navigate inside using your mobile device. How does it work? Because if there's no GPS indoors, what technology helps for you to go straight and then left and then right to meet your destination?
The last 5 years to 10 years has been all about beacons and Wi-Fi. And I think we and everyone else has learned that it's not so good. It works in, you know, you can invest a lot of hardware and make that work. Or these days you can use the camera, you can use vision. But what we believe in Mapped In is having a map is 80% of the battle. Like I remember growing up, I'd go on a road trip, I'd be in the back of the car, my parents would hand me a map to be useful.
The big ones that you unfold a million times.
Yeah, the accordion, right? And like that was useful. That was useful without GPS. GPS makes it better, of course. But if you don't have a map at all, you're completely lost. If you have the dot, that's even better.
So Mapped In, as the name suggests, creates these maps. I think you told me, what is it, a third of the malls in the world use your technology? That's amazing.
Yeah, and 200 million shoppers a year are getting directions and hopefully saving some time, finding what they're looking for. And even more people are DIYing these days. So those malls did it as pros. But the fun thing about the indoors is the pros can't do it all. Your house is private. Your community center probably is private. So much of the indoors is private that we need these DIY tools for owners and, I don't know, building administrators to self-publish. And that's what we're trying to do, is we're trying to build, you know, think of it as a WordPress or a Figma for maps that anybody can use to map a building.
I want to circle back to that about why a business owner would want to map out their building or a homeowner would want to map out their home. But just to stick with your example of a shopping mall, this is the traditional, I mean, once upon a time it was paper, now it's digital where it says you are here, and you're like, okay, I need to find where Starbucks is, okay? So your technology will help map the indoors. Aside from you having to memorize, okay, I need to go straight and then right and then left, how do you navigate indoors with your technology?
Well, so you can use that big directory in the mall. That's how most people think about us, or in the airport or whichever. But now we're starting to roll out on mobile, and you know, you can get a text message when you when your plane lands. It'll tell you, hey, you just arrived at gate B17. Here, click this link to go to your connection at C15, and you follow along on your phone.
So again, how does it know where you are? At GPS in your car, for example, there's two parts. There's the map, and then there's the ability for the satellites above the Earth to identify your location, and then paired with the map will give you an ETA, like how long it's going to take to get to your destination, and know when it's time to turn left or right. So how does Mapped In work?
So without additional hardware, we'll tell you, you can type in where you are. I'm at gate 15, or I just got in the front door. How do I get to Sephora? And we'll tell you how to get from A to B and how long it takes to walk, because we know how far that is. But in many cases, GPS actually does get through the building, right? A lot of our customer sites are really sprawling. They're maybe even outdoor, so it works. But with Wi-Fi and Bluetooth, it's based on the same principle as GPS. It's just radio frequency. So it's, you know, radio waves, in this case, from antennas that are in the building instead of antennas in space.
Okay, thanks for the clarification.
Yeah.
So when I met you the other day, we are talking with Hongwei Liu. That's L-I-U. He's the founder and president of Mapped In, a startup that is well on its way with a third of the shopping malls in the world utilizing his mapping technology. But when it comes to the homeowners, you were telling me the other day over dinner that a homeowner may want to take their phone, and if they have a LiDAR-supported phone, like the one I'm holding right now, it will help you create a 3D map of your home. For what purpose?
To do some renovation planning. Now, you can pretty much get a super accurate to scale within an inch measurement of your entire home in 5 minutes or less with an iPhone. I had to rent out my condo recently. I lost the original floor plan that came with it. I had to create one. I had to draw one by hand, but now I can just scan one and create it right away. But I think another use case that maybe is somewhere in between the business and the individual is like a mom and pop pizza restaurant. If you own that pizza shop, you're going to have to produce a fire safety map. You're going to have to produce an evacuation map. You're going to have to produce a permit drawing. And all these things, if you're in an old building, you're not going to have lying around. So we built tools that allow someone like that to also just map their building in about 5 minutes.
But there's also a potentially life-saving application.
It would shock anybody, I think, to know that the firefighter down the street from you, they show up at your apartment tower or your workplace, any complicated building, they have no idea what's inside. They have a binder in the back of the truck that reminds me of the binder you and I had in high school where you slip papers into the plastic sheets. And when the truck gets deployed from the station, they have 3 minutes on average from station to site. And someone's in the back of a moving vehicle flipping through the binder, hoping that your building's in the binder. And then they get on the radio and say, all right, guys, here's what I'm looking at. I think this is what this is. I think there's an entrance. I think this is stairwell. Every single sheet of that binder looks different. It's crazy, you know, that's the state of the art when we can do so much better. So I don't think this applies if you live in a family home, single detached building. They just go bust through the window, they'll be fine, right? But if you live in a high rise, it becomes really important. So we're really proud to have this Maps for Good initiative that actually we haven't fully announced yet, but we can talk about it here, where our software will be free for every first responder. We hope that we can enable this collaboration between homeowners and first responders to just share this kind of information, because doesn't it just make sense? Once those buildings are mapped, then we can show you, hey, there's all these other cool things you might want to do with it, but here's one that I think we can all agree that should have already been built. So we're super proud that the U.S. government, Homeland Security, actually funded some of the work. You can Google DHS mapped in and see the latest press release. We're really excited about that one.
Congratulations. Thank you for breaking this on this show. So Maps for Good, this is an initiative that is not yet officially announced, but it'll let any first responder map out property. And then what would be the call to action for anybody else listening?
Just check out mappedin.com, sign up for a free account. If you're not up and running in 10 minutes, we've done something wrong, send us a message.
All right, mappedin.com. Hongwei, great to chat with you. Congratulations.
Mark, thanks so much.
One more interview from the Viva Tech Conference when we return with Ozone with AI technology to help clean up our oceans. We'll be right back. Stick with us.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. Check it out. Hosted by Mark Saltzman.
Representing the largest shift in Intel's CPU design in more than 40 years, Intel Core Ultra laptops bring generative AI to your device itself instead of relying heavily on the cloud. This makes it more personalized as it's analyzing your data. Plus, it's faster and more secure. In other words, you'll be able to get more done in less time with Intel Core Ultra. Plus, it's billed as Intel's most power-efficient processor as it extends battery life significantly. More at intel.com/coreultra.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
Representing the largest shift in Intel's CPU design in more than 40 years, Intel Core Ultra-powered laptops bring generative AI capabilities to your device itself instead of relying heavily on the cloud. This makes it more personalized as it's analyzing your data. Plus, it's faster and more secure. Laptops with the Ultra Core badge means it doesn't just have a CPU for computational work and often a GPU for rendering graphics, but now an NPU, or Neuroprocessing Unit, for handling AI tasks. Imagine asking your laptop, show me the email where I was promised a raise, or where are my wedding photos? In other words, you'll be able to get more done in less time with Intel Core Ultra. Plus, it's billed as Intel's most power-efficient processor, as it consumes less electricity and extends battery life significantly. More info is at intel.com/coreultra.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection Performance Parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Welcome back to Tech It Out, powered by Intel. We're going to head on over to the VivaTech conference one more time to chat with Ozone about some amazing work they're doing.
Here at VivaTech 2024, as you can likely hear, there's about 130,000 to 150,000 attendees expected over the 4 days here, including the last day, which will be open to the public. I'm here with Brad Scott, CEO of Ozone Technologies, that's doing some amazing things when it comes to AI that could help potentially save the planet. Let's hear what Ozone Technology is all about.
What we do is 3D spatial perception. So we provide robotic systems and other heavy equipment, construction equipment, mining equipment, with an awareness or perception of the space around them by using sensors on the platforms to actually perceive what's happening around the vehicle. And through that, we can provide information about objects in and around the area. We can provide collision avoidance, pedestrian detection, tracking, other features like that that these customers want to know about.
So I hinted at what you're doing in the ocean to detect trash. Please talk to us first of what the problem is and how you may be part of the solution.
Well, I think everybody's generally aware that there's a lot of debris and trash and plastic in the ocean. And the UN Oceans Decade is something that's happening right now. And one of their mandates, there's 10 mandates within the Ocean Decade, and one of them is to digitize the marine environment. And so we're helping a group out of the Netherlands to track ocean debris, and ultimately they clean it up. So the group is called the Ocean Cleanup Project, and we work very closely with them to adapt our technology to allow them to deploy these sensors or cameras on ships. They call them vessels of opportunity, so merchant vessels that are traveling in the ocean environment. What our technology does is detects plastic debris, classifies the plastic debris, and localizes it, which means determines where it is on the planet at that moment in time and what it is. And so as they collect that data from all these different marine vessels, they're able to create a much more detailed and robust, high-fidelity model of the plastic debris in the marine environment and begin to optimize their recovery missions to places like the Great Pacific Garbage Patch. And the ocean cleanup right now is running two ships out of the Port of Victoria. They go on six-week missions, and they go out into the Great Pacific Garbage Patch and recover plastic debris. And you can find out lots of information on that project at theoceancleanupproject.com.
All right, awesome. So obviously when you're building these maps, floating garbage patches keep moving naturally, but you can at least detect patterns and try to preempt where it's going to be in order to collect it. And I believe you were telling me over dinner the other night that there are ships that have a net between them to try to basically collect these plastics and then dispose of them properly. I think you have a video on your website tied to that. Can you tell us a bit about that process? I know your technology is used more to detect the difference between, say, wildlife and plastic, which may look at first glance like the same, like a white seagull versus a white piece of plastic.
Yeah, absolutely. So the nets, they're running two ships side by side, and they're a mile and a half or 3 kilometers apart, and the net follows behind, and there's a large catchment area at the very back of of the net, where they recover hundreds of thousands of pounds or kilograms of plastic material that's floating on the surface. The net itself, I think, is about 2 meters high, so it goes from the surface of the water down about 2 meters, and I guess that's 2 yards, let's call it. And so any plastic debris that's in that zone of the surface of the water gets recovered. The team has also developed some very highly sensitive tracking and camera systems for the nets themselves in case there's any wildlife that does get caught up in the net and they can release it. What they do is deploy these nets behind the ships and then trawl across open water to recover the payload, and then once the net's full, they bring it on to the deck of the ship and separate it and continue. So each mission, I don't recall the exact numbers, but it's tons and tons of debris, surprising amount that gets recovered on each one of these 6-week missions.
It's awesome, Brad. We're chatting with Brad Scott, CEO of Ozone Technologies, that we keep hearing about AI that could destroy the world, but your company is proof that it can actually help save the world with that one application alone, being able to comb the seas for trash and then work with organizations to retrieve it and properly dispose of it. Could you give us maybe one more example of how your camera detection and AI software could be used?
Yeah, another good example is a company that builds small robotic platforms for weeding in agricultural applications. This particular platform is solar powered, chemical free. They're using our computer vision and tracking technology to determine where the weeds are as the robot passes over and actually deploy a mechanical arm. There's two mechanical arms on it to remove the weeds. And so these devices can roam up and down the rows in the fields for 12 to 14 hours a day as long as the sun's shining and continuously weed the field. And when you're talking about thousands or tens of thousands of acres of weeds, doing it manually is just not a possibility, and nobody wants to do that job either.
And with a relatively high percentage of accuracy?
Very, very high. So we have to distinguish between the plant and the weed, and at a juvenile stage, they're similar. You know, they're small green objects. So we spent almost 3 years now refining the model to ensure that at all the various stages of growth, from juvenile to mature plant, it can accurately determine which is weed and which is plant, and also accurately determine where it is in the field of view as the robot's passing over, because it's moving continuously, so we need to track exactly where it is so you can strike it with the mechanical arm.
That's a great ag tech story, agricultural technology. And then finally, what's the best website for our listeners to learn more about Ozone? And we should clarify that Ozone Technologies is spelled A-U-Z-O-N-E, not ozone as in the ozone layer, but clever play on words, by the way. What's the best website?
You can reach us at ozone.com.
That's amazing technology. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for all the great questions, Mark.
Great gadget gift ideas with tech expert Mario Armstrong when we return on Tech It Out.
Follow Mark Saltzman on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is backed by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Have you been trying to make sense of local government, but 10 minutes in you already feel your blood pressure rise? Well, put down the headache medicine and get ready for a new perspective. Introducing Shasta Unmasked, taking on local issues and politics that affect you every day. Your government, public health, schools, and quality of life, unmasked and uncomplicated. With a great panel of hosts, local guests, and your calls, we can unmask the lies and shine a real light into our county. Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, right here on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM. Shasta Unmasked, making everything local on the level.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
And it's graduation season. If you're totally stumped on what to get those dads and grads in your life, thankfully we've got digital lifestyle expert Mario Armstrong with us. Hi, Mario. Always great to chat with you. How you doing?
Ed Mark, it's always a pleasure to be on with you, man. Super excited to chat with you as well. And it's great to hear your voice. And you're right. I've partnered up with some great brands, did a little curation myself of some great gift ideas for dads and grads out there.
All right, Mario. What is the best bet for those tech-loving dads and grads out there?
Well, people always ask me about laptops every time I'm like out and about, or what's the latest computer. So for dads and grads, I really was looking for something a little bit different too. I wanted to get something that was for the dads who also like to game, but maybe the dads also like to innovate and work from that same device. The HP Omen Transcend. It's a 14-inch gaming laptop, but it's ultra lightweight. You can take this with you anywhere. It's got that great Intel Core Ultra processor in it, beautiful NVIDIA graphics, and I'm big on battery life. So it's got long-lasting battery life, but not only that, it's got the USB-C fast charge. To go with that, if you're going to go the gaming route, then you got to complement it with the right headset. You shouldn't be gaming with earbuds. You got to put some cans on. That means over-the-ear headphones. And so complement it with that HyperX Cloud 3 wireless gaming headset. HP is also doing something great with their printers, which I've been a fan of and have used, is their all-in plan. Basically, it gets you like all your printing stuff for like one monthly payment. What I mean by this is like you can get a brand new printer, automatic ink delivery, continuous printer coverage that they'll do with like 24/7 live support, and it knows when your ink is running low and it will send ink to you. So ink shows up at my door prior to me needing to go and get it. Like,
hey, for anything Mario is talking about throughout this chat, we're not going to talk pricing because it can vary. I know he mentioned the price of that all-in plan, but generally speaking, the pricing for the products can fluctuate. So head on over to inthenews.tv to catch all of that, including photos, videos, and links to these products as well. Well, I hope one of my kids gets me a HyperX headset, but all right. And then why don't we pivot and talk about a resource for great deals and budgeting for all of the gifts on your list?
Well, tell your kids, just use the PayPal app. Like, this is one of the best ways to get cash back and also save on some of the things that you're going to be buying. You can use that at places like where you regularly shop, like Best Buy or Ticketmaster, Walmart. Do all of that right on your mobile device, and any of the cashback offers will be automatically applied when you check out. So that's just a really smart way. Basically, what I'm saying is, if you're going to go shopping and you're going to do this, look at the PayPal app and use that to do shopping so that you can see what advantages and deals and things you can take advantage of.
All right, fair enough. And then finally, for kids and kids at heart, Lego is still as relevant in 2024 as it was 50 years ago. Tell us what you've got in that space.
Oh, and they've taken it every time I think they've outdone themselves, they do something else. And I don't know if you've ever been to the Lego store in New York City, but anybody ever gets a chance to, you've got to go visit it. It just blows my mind whenever I pass through there. But what I have with me on set is the Lego Technic McLaren Formula One race car.
Oh, yeah.
So this is... This is a detailed model, Mark. It is too cool. It's a unique collaboration between Lego and McLaren Racing, and it's really this immersive project. It's a stunning display piece that you put together. It's got the authentic sponsor stickers on here with that as well. So it's really designed for adult builders and car enthusiasts, but, I mean, it's got a V6 engine with moving pistons, working steering, suspension, and a differential. It really mirrors the real car, and it's super. It's a conversational piece no matter what. This isn't something you build and then tuck away like in the back room. You put this on the living room table.
Front and center. Yeah, you got it.
That's right.
Despite what your partner might say, that's where it's going.
Exactly. No, that's where it's going.
Well, with that in mind, that's something we definitely want to see, not just hear about. So what's the website again?
Yes, great point. It's inthenews.tv. Inthenews.tv.
Mario Armstrong's been our guest. Always great to chat with you, man. Happy early Father's Day to you, and I look forward to chatting again soon. Thank you.
To you as well. And big shout out to all the grads out there that are listening. Congratulations.
If you want to follow Mario on Insta, he's simply at Mario Armstrong. You heard Mario plug an Intel-powered HP PC. Definitely check out intel.com/coreultra to see the latest Intel-powered PCs with advanced AI, amazing graphics, long battery life, and a lot more. Pair up your laptop with a Western Digital or SanDisk external drive for safe backups, and you're golden. Thanks for tuning into Tech It Out, everyone. Have a great rest of your day, and I look forward to catching up with you next weekend for another episode of Tech It Out.
Imagine a world where animals and humans coexist in harmony, where wild animals thrive, habitats are protected, and marginalized communities are empowered. At International Animal Rescue, this is our vision. Our holistic, community-led projects not only rescue animals, but also protect and replenish precious habitats, creating a better future for us all. But we can't do this without you. Show your support now and help keep the wild, wild. Visit internationalanimalrescue.org.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.